Welcome to PPRBS, the best radio station in the US and beyond.
Whoa!
Now tell me, Daniel, what kind of guests do we have today in the program?
Well, we have arranged to invite football experts. They play for clubs like Tottenham, Atlas and Cruz Azul. And they are here to explain us about the history of the magnificent sport.
And with us, we have Adrián the Killer Fernández and Rodrigo El Cuchicu Cordero.
Whoa!
Welcome, the Killer and Cuchicu. Thanks for visiting us.
Hi, I'm very proud of being here, and I'm open to speak about my experience and the story of football.
I'm sorry for being late. My wife advised me not to travel by Uber, but I am going to talk about the football's history. Well, in fact, the modern history of the most popular sport in the planet, it is about more than 100 years of existence. It began in the years of 1863, when the England, the path of rugby football and association football separated with this, they found the oldest association of in the world, the Football Association, the first governing body of sports.
The oldest form of the game, well, the one I remember, is a manual of military exercises that happened in China at the dynasty of Han in century 2 and 3 AC. It was known as Tsu-uku, and it consists of a leather ball filled with feathers and hairs, which had to be thrown with the football foot to a small net. This was placed between long bamboo poles separated by an opening of 30 to 40 centimeters. Another modality describing the same manual was that the players on their way to the finish line had to avoid the attacks of a rival, being able to play the ball with feet, chest, back and shoulders, but not with the hand.
The Romans had a small ball and two teams play in rectangular terrain, limited by dialing lines and divided by the middle line. The way to win was to send the ball to the open field for which they pass between them, appeal to the cunning to achieve it. This sport was very popular between the years 1700 and 800. And although the Romans introduced the Great Britain, basically their use of the foot was too infrequent that their ancestors in football is relative.
Well, thank you for telling us that interesting information. I didn't know a lot of those things you have just mentioned.
Oh. Wow.
And could you tell me about your experience in Atlas?
First of all, being in the football club Atlas was a challenge due to the fact that I used to play with people much older than me, and I was my first season as a professional footballer. So, as you understand, Bruno, I was very nervous. But after three seasons at the club, I got used to it. I became the football's all-time goal scorer. As a conclusion, follow your dreams even if it is difficult at the beginning. With strength and commitment, everything is possible.
Hey, Killer, tell us about your experience at Cruz Azul. How did you feel about being in a first division team and the way you got along with your fans?
It should be one of the best experiences you'll have in your life, for sure. I started playing in Cruz Azul when I was 14, although I was red for America Football Club, which is the enemy. The leap of being in a third division team for a first division team was unbelievable. I felt that my dreams were really becoming true, and I still feel like that. Every effort has its results. Sometimes I give a lot of autographs and I attend many events for healthy charity. Once a year I eat with my fans club, just to keep in touch even though I'm always busy. But that's because of them. My fame is thanks to my fans.
And how do you feel playing in Atlas?
Well, even though we never won in the league, I had good times playing there. They have a lovely crowd that is always very important in the team, especially if it is one of the four best teams in Mexico.
Thanks, Cruz Azul. thanks to Cruz Azul helped you to be seen worldwide. Tottenham hired you, and consequently, you played in the best tournaments in the world. What do you think about the new environment?
First of all, living in a country where the language spoken is different from yours has an extra challenge because it is more difficult to communicate with your teammates. Plus, London is such a big city. It wasn't the easy getting used to living in a cosmopolitan city again. My family liked it though, so that helped me to adapt better. They were always beside me. By the time I turned 2 years, there, I had learned how to speak English very well, and I had developed an understanding relationship with my old partners.
It seems like you had a great time playing for Tottenham. What was one of the best experiences playing in that team?
I will never forget the day I debuted in the Champions League, even though we lost, because I felt the pressure of being the most difficult tournament in the world for the first time. I also played against Barcelona, in other words, against the best player in the world, like Lionel Messi, Iniesta, Rafa Márquez, and Xavi, etc. That was so rewarding.
Awesome. Well, thanks for being here, Rodrigo, and share your success with us. I hope you had a good time as well. That's all for now, folks, but don't leave. Stay tuned after the announcement. We're going to talk about the new Mexican national team and the new t-shirt. Coca-Cola vive tu vida.
Welcome back. All the national teams are trying to innovate concerning their place as well as national t-shirts in order to project a new era of the teams post-World Cup. And Mexico is not the exception. They are going to play their first match after this year World Cup tomorrow with the new coach and a young team. Moreover, a new soccer t-shirt, which is quite interesting. What do you guys think about all this?
I like it. Is the renewal of the national team. On the one hand, it is good to have a lot of young talent playing more and increasing their experience. On the other hand, they might lose a lot of games trying to adapt to the new team.
It is said that the t-shirt is quite pretty, but it doesn't represent Mexico that much. Even so, it was made based on the bold design of the Mexican World Cup. The dark parts don't convince me.
I want Mexico to win.
Mexico might be planning to debut Jesus Angulo, and that is a high-risk change in the defense.
What do you think, Cordero?
Well, currently, the team don't have the responsibility to represent everybody in the t-shirt because it is sold around the world. As a result, they just want to look cool, just for the sake of selling.
I can't agree more with you. Well, this is the real end of the show. I hope you like it. See you next week. Cheers, PPRBS.